Welcome to episode 101 of the Hockey Free For All podcast. I am your host, Steven Stiles, and we are back already. It is just guns a-blazing, as the old saying goes, as far as not only the playoffs, but lots of other surrounding news. Let's start off with revisiting a topic from episode 100, with the Coyotes of Arizona relocating to Salt Lake City of Utah. What's with the sudden drama and the need for making sense for the relocation? I mean, the team has had a problem finding an arena for almost three decades. They've been kicked out of some, they didn't have access to others, land wasn't available, and like I said in episode 100, the taxpayers don't want to foot the bill for it, and I don't blame them. Taxpayers should not be paying for billionaires' facilities. Just about all sports owners in all leagues are billionaires. Why are the taxpayers footing the bill for this stuff? You're going to, as an owner, reap the benefits of all incoming revenue from every source, every kind, whether it be concessions, whether it be apparel, whether it be parking, whatever it is, special events. That's part of doing business. Just like I am the first one to say, hey, that's part of doing business when it comes to player issues, it's also that way when it comes to owners as well. Taxpayers shouldn't be footing the bill. But I'm trying to figure out what's with all the drama. I mean, is this somehow unexpected that the Arizona Coyotes were going to leave? Seriously? After 28 years of just having no idea from year to year, or maybe every couple of years, you got to be kidding me. Seriously? There are actually people that's like, oh, I can't believe they actually left. I can't believe they lasted that long. And I will honestly be very, very surprised. I know that the NHL has a great desire to have hockey in Phoenix, Arizona. It's just one of those markets, kind of similar to Atlanta, Georgia. It just hasn't work. Yes, it's a major metro city. Yes, it should have more than enough people to have a reliable, consistent fan base. It hasn't. The NHL has failed in Phoenix and Atlanta. Walk away. There are plenty of other markets. Houston, Texas, Portland, Oregon, Indianapolis, Indiana, heck, maybe even Kansas City. But Kansas City right now, the NHL should be watching very, very close to the NFL franchise that's kind of holding that city for hostage of like, well, if the taxpayers aren't willing to pay for a whole new stadium or major upgrades, we're going to threaten to move. Go. That's what fans need to start saying to sports franchises. If they're going to be held hostage and foot the bill for things, let them walk. They're not the most important, even on the top 10 most important things in the economies of the cities. They're not. But it's long overdue that owners should be paying 100% of their costs. Not the taxpayers getting hit with the majority of, not a 50-50 split. Are the owners giving them that kind of breaks on tickets? Well, you know, we'll give you the tickets for 50% off. Yeah, I don't think so. The owners want their money. The taxpayers should stop getting screwed on this deal. And quite honestly, the NHL has lucked out with Salt Lake City. It is going to be a fantastic market, has a fantastic NBA owner who will be the owner of this NHL franchise, and Ryan Smith is a very, very proactive and modern day owner and understands how important his fans are to him. And the market itself in Salt Lake City is a rabid market for their sports teams. They love and follow them religiously, almost certainly relentlessly. It's a great winter sports town. It's a ski capital of the world. It's held Olympics. It's held other NHL events in preseason and always done very well at the gate. Geographically, it should set up for some great rivalries. It should enhance rivalries. It'll also help shorten up some travel for teams as well. I think a concern that the NHL has, and we'll touch a little bit on a very explosive playoff team right now, is the Winnipeg Jets. The Winnipeg Jets, too, have lost their franchise before, and like I said in episode 100, the Winnipeg Jets management did a fabulous job trading away Pierre-Luc Dubois and getting major assets and not missing a beat and actually becoming a stronger team, have now entered this year's playoffs with a 7-6 opening win over a very potent Colorado Avalanche team. But if the city of Winnipeg's not careful, they could find themselves on the outside with yet the next relocation scenario occurring, which would be a shame. Not only do more Canadian cities need NHL franchises, but I would hate to see one that exists that has one lose its franchise again. But it's very possible, and I'm going to say it right now, if Winnipeg relocates, mark my words, Houston, Texas has to be the leading candidate. And just like the Arizona to Salt Lake franchise relocation, it will be seamless and it will be fast and it will have a tremendous rabid fan base. Moving on to other teams in the news, the Pittsburgh Penguins, I think, have started a little bit quicker in their likely rebuild. Carl Dubas, who was brought in as president last year and also named himself general manager, is not making any friends in that organization. He traded away Jake Guentzel, not only a really good team player, not only a consistent player, but also a very good friend of Sidney Crosby, which has not sit well with him. He brought in defenseman Erik Karlsson last year from the San Jose Sharks. That did not work out at all very well. As a matter of fact, it disrupted the chemistry that the big three had actually had, and I say big three in Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and most importantly, Chris Letang. I think what's been referred to as the pending eventual rebuild is going to happen a lot sooner. I think Pittsburgh is on its way down. I think you're going to see Evgeny Malkin, as I've said in other episodes, either request a trade specifically to the Washington Capitals if he stays in the NHL, or he'll go to the KHL. I think you'll see Chris Letang potentially retire, and I think you'll see Sidney Crosby request a team to a contender. Whether a Vegas, Dallas, Colorado, someone like that can actually fit him in is another story as far as the salary cap requirements. I think Sidney Crosby's going to hold all the cards, and Pittsburgh's not going to get nearly as much as they think they're going to get for him. And before anybody says it, please, not again do we need to start the number 87 in a Montreal uniform. No thanks. Again, I got nothing against Sidney Crosby. I think he's a great player, one of the best players of the game. However, Montreal is not in need of a 37-year-old center. They've got no room for another center, which is something we keep talking about with trades regarding that team. Everybody wants to keep acquiring centers. Montreal's got so many of them right now in their own system, they don't have enough space for them all, and will likely deal some away for future draft capital. But I think Carl Dubas' honeymoon in Pittsburgh is over. He's just ruffling the feathers. He is rubbing people the wrong way. And since we were talking about Sidney Crosby going to Montreal, which apparently some people are very dire and desire to see happen, Steven Stamkos, as a pending free agent, does not need to go to Montreal either. Steven Stamkos, also on the back nine of his NHL career in age, number one. Number two, Tampa is as least competitive, if not more, than Montreal currently is and will be next year. And let's not forget about one really important thing that players enjoy. Decent weather year-round is secondary but important, but the tax structure of the state of Florida, like several others in the NHL, is very player salary friendly. And what prevented Steven Stamkos from going to Toronto in his last free agency contract deal? And this time around, for people that sit there and go, oh, Steven Stamkos in Montreal, really? You're going to go from one of the best tax situations and least amount of taxes to the most taxed city in the country. And you're going to give up that year-round golf course weather to come to Montreal. Hey, I love Montreal. I love winter. Winter's probably my favorite season, maybe only second to fall. That being said, Montreal gets some pretty harsh winters, as does all of Canada. Do you really think he's going to give up that weather in Florida? Do you really think he wants to relocate his family and everything else at this point in his life? Do you really think he's going to give up those tax benefits in Florida? Seriously? And I think regarding both Sidney Crosby and Steven Stamkos, this escapes people's minds, I think. Given who those players are, given their status in the league, given where they have been positioned in their organizations as the number one undisputed centers. Either one of those guys coming to Montreal, you really think Nick Suzuki, who just finished an amazing season and increased point and goal totals, played an overall outstanding game, is one of the best coverage centers in the game as well, is going to sit there and just, without any kind of reluctance or being treated unfairly, go, oh yeah, I'll just surrender my number one position as the center on the team and let one of these guys just step in? Seriously? You don't think that's going to cause any chemistry issues? You don't think Nick Suzuki would demand a trade? I would. Anybody in their right mind would. He's earned it. That's his job, his place, not theirs. Here's, unfortunately, another topic that needs to have some reliving applied to it, unfortunately. And I say it that way because it is just so ridiculous and will not go away. There must be a real obsession with a group of individuals that just want to bring drama into this game, and it doesn't need any drama. Drama is detrimental, especially on topics like this. Carey Price's house has sold in Montreal, and apparently that triggered the, oh my God, it's really over, he's never coming back. Did anybody really think he was? I think I've made this comment that I'm about to make at least in 5 episodes along the way. Once again, back to the 2021-2022 final game, game 82 of that regular season. Carey Price made his last start in the NHL. Montreal won that game 10-5. There was a press conference after that game, which Carey Price himself was sitting at the mic and said the following: if this was my last game that I'll play, I'm okay with everything. What part of that did not reach the cortex of minds that said, well, that pretty much says he's retired? Was I the only person that caught that? I can't be. That was really, really obvious. That kind of stood out like somebody was like ringing a cowbell in the corner of a room going, dinner, come and get it. I mean, it was like that obvious. He wasn't coming back. Who could possibly be surprised that he's now sold his Montreal home? Since that injury, I believe 100% of his effort, in addition to recovering and trying to be able to live a fully functional life with his wonderful wife and kids, has been to slowly migrate everything back to Western Canada, where he's from. In the Florida game, he gave it one last shot, everything he's got, probably played on an unbelievable amount of pain and soreness in the knee, but gave it one last shot. That's it. And when he made those comments at the microphone, that clearly should have been an indicator of how things were going for him. And then with that miraculous run to the Stanley Cup, he and Shea Weber, who also people seem to harbor a certain amount of hard feelings for because Shea kind of did things his own way, didn't really care what other people thought, didn't care about their opinions. He was his own person, which my hat's off to him. There should be a lot more of that. Gave it everything they got in the playoffs, made a miraculous run and almost won it, but came up against a just greater depth, better team in Tampa. And that was it. Like I said, if Montreal is lucky, Carey Price can remain in its future as a goaltending scout in the Western Hockey League, as a goaltending coach, not only working with the current NHL goaltenders, but also with all the prospects that the Canadiens have in goal. And if that happens, that will be very helpful to those prospects, to the current goaltenders, because Carey Price is a current, modern NHL goaltender that understands the game, understands pressure, understands what it's like to be depended on as the backstop to the team, which he was for years with no supporting or virtually no supportive cast at all, and with defenses that hung him out to dry. He was the guy. He's where, as the old presidential saying goes, the buck stopped here. Unfair, in my opinion. Definitely needed a lot more support, but dealt with it. But it's over for Carey Price. Let it go, folks. The next goaltenders are here. Get behind Samuel Montembeau. Get behind Caden Primo currently. Get behind Jakub Dabysh when he comes to Montreal. Get behind Jacob Fowler from Boston University. Get behind Evgeny Volokov from the Russian League. Quentin Miller from the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. There's lots of talent coming in goaltending as well. And just to wrap up episode 101 of the Hockey Free For All podcast, I hope and wish the best to the Washington Capitals as the playoffs have begun. I hope the Washington Capitals win it all this year, and Alexander Ovechkin in particular is the MVP of the league. The garbage and flack that he took of, oh my God, he may never catch Wayne Gretzky. His career looks like it's wrapping up and over with. He's hardly got any gas left in the tank. Once again, all those so-called self-anointed experts and naysayers were made to look like the idiots that they are. Alexander Ovechkin is just fine. And I really hope the Capitals pull off a major stunning win and win it all. I really do. Just to put an exclamation point on it so people start doing a little bit more homework before they come out with those ridiculous comments of how Alexander Ovechkin's got nothing left. Seriously, he's one of the best, if not the best, pure shooters, arguably, in the NHL to date. With that, thanks for tuning into episode 101 of the Hockey Free For All podcast. I am your host, Steven Stiles, and we will be back again soon.